Now it's time for our first feature. Richard Matthew writes and reads his regular history piece. This month he tells us about Jenny Lind.
Following previous features about the great hospital, the Bethel Hospital, and the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, today's feature is about the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital, which, like them, was the result of charity, such a strong aspect of the history of Norwich. In a small park behind what used to be the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in St Stephen's Road stands a rather lonely Victorian gateway, and above the arch are the words, "The Jenny Lind Playground for Children," with no evidence of a playground as one looks through the gateway, only a patch of rough grass for football, etc. So why is it there, and who is or was Jenny Lind? Jenny Lind was, in fact, a world-famous opera singer, dubbed the Swedish Nightingale, and the gateway is a reminder of the founding of the Jenny Lind Hospital for Children in Norwich in 1854, only the second hospital in the country to be founded specifically to care for children, the only other one being the now-famous Great Ormond Street Hospital in London, established in 1852. Like the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, the Jenny Lind was created with funds derived from concerts, in this case given in St Andrew's Hall by Jenny Lind, one of the best known and most popular entertainers of the mid-19th century. Jenny was born in Sweden in 1820 in rather unfavourable circumstances, and it was her grandmother who discovered the young girl's natural musical ability and encouraged her to sing and play the piano. By chance, her naturally beautiful voice was heard by a passer-by with connections to the Royal Opera House. Eventually, her mother was persuaded to let her study at the theatre school in Stockholm, the youngest student ever to be admitted at the age of 9 years. She rose rapidly to fame throughout Sweden, earning her nickname the Swedish Nightingale. And at the age of 17, she made her debut as lead in an opera. Her fame spread across Europe, and eventually, in 1847, she arrived in London to be greeted by almost hysterical acclaim, and where all her concerts were attended by Queen Victoria. Her arrival in the same year in Norwich was marked by crowds lining the streets, church bells ringing, and gun salutes. Her two concerts were so popular that she returned 2 years later and gave concerts in St Andrew's Hall, with the aim of raising funds for charity. The money raised was earmarked for an infirmary for sick children, and on the 3rd of April, 1854, the Jenny Lind Infirmary for Sick Children in Pottergate, in the centre of Norwich, opened its doors for the first time. Jenny continued to support the hospital and visited Norwich twice more. She wrote to the chairman of the Hospital Management Committee, "Of all the money which God allowed me to give away, when my poor throat could call an audience to listen to its production, none has borne a more noble fruit than the Jenny Lind Hospital of Norwich." She remained famous throughout the 19th century, not only for her extraordinary talent as a singer and actress, but also for her gentle, sincere and modest nature. Many of her concerts around the world were performed in aid of local charities. She settled in England in 1855 and for some years was a professor of singing at the Royal College of Music in London, and she died in 1887. In its first full year of service, the Jenny, as it was often known locally, admitted 51 patients and treated 275 outpatients. Its premises were shared with the Lying In Charity for Women in Labour and shared a matron. Surgeons and physicians attended from the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. Despite the range of medical conditions treated there, before antibiotics, there was no resident doctor for the first 50 years, and the nurses managed the patients very independently. Visiting was encouraged to some extent in the early years, as it gave the nurses a chance to educate the families in the importance of good nutrition and the general care of children. And when the Pottergate building fell into disrepair, Coleman's mustard founder, Jeremiah Coleman, donated land at Unthank Road, where in 1900 a new building was opened by the Prince of Wales. With the advent of the NHS in 1948 and shorter hospital stays, the standalone children's hospital became less efficient and finally amalgamated with the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in 1975. In 2001, the Jenny Lind moved again with the NNN to Colney Lane, where it now forms part of the west wing of the new building. It now sees a combined total of more than 60,000 inpatients and outpatients each year. The Jenny Lind Playground and Gateway that we mentioned at the beginning of this feature was created in 1898 by Jeremiah Coleman on the site of the first hospital in Pottergate after it moved to Coleman Road, in memory of his son Alan, who had died the previous year. The park and the gateway were moved to its current site in the 1970s as a modest memorial to Jenny Lind. But her real legacy is today's Jenny Lind Hospital, which over 165 years has treated more than 4 million children and young adults from across Norfolk, Suffolk and East Anglia.